Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Whether you're having a good morning or not, it does not matter because since it's a Monday, we're opening up the list. The list is an ongoing list we've got of things that just grind our gears, that really annoy us and really irritate us. If you've got anything you would like to add to the list this week, you can do so via our text line or phone line, 312-946-4995. Call or text in with something that you just need to gripe about. Nothing traffic related because we've already covered all of those things. But
yeah,
guys, do you have anything you want to add to the list this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, clear out. Melissa, what do you got?
Here I come. Okay. I cannot stand. There's a two-parter. Pimples. Okay?
Okay.
I don't like pimples.
Surprised no one's added that to the list already.
I mean, all right. It's a good one.
Specifically, pimples in your eyebrow. Okay,
ooh.
I get pimples in my eyebrow, and I think they start as ingrown hairs, and then they turn into pimples.
Yeah,
and I have been trying to get rid of this pimple for 6 days.
I will say, like, it's like any pimple beneath hair.
Yeah,
I feel the same way. Like when there's
when
one in my
beard,
it stinks.
When it's under the beard,
that's right, because the hair, right? Because it's growing in there, and they hurt so bad.
Yeah. Yes.
So that is what I am adding to the list today, is pimples in your eyebrows.
Okay. Do you think you get them from tweezing? Is that what it comes from?
I do tweeze, so I think it's like there's a random-o hair there, and then...
A random-o hair?
Yeah.
Oh, the airport.
A random-o hair there, and it just tries to come in, and it's not. So, and then it turns into a pimple, and it hurts like a mother, and I don't like it.
Oh,
pimples in your eyebrows.
I hate to step on your list here. Can we just add pimples in general?
Yeah.
I know all of our teenage listeners are thinking the same thing.
Oh,
let's get rid of pimples.
Now, our adolescents, audience is like they're screaming at the radios,
right.
Preach on! Preach on, lady!
That's right.
We love it.
That's right, and it's factual.
All right, so pimples have been added to the list. What we need from you now is to add some more things. Kyle, you got something you want to add to the list?
Oh, do you?
Now I do. It's a Monday, is it not? So we will add things to the list coming up next, but if you'd like to add anything, 312-946-4995. Our text line and our phone line are open. Again, nothing traffic related because we've already covered it. But pimples, you are added to the list. You want to let off some steam? Well, we're going to allow you to do so right here with the list. The list is an ongoing list that we add to every single Monday to help cure the case of the Mondays by just venting about things that grind our gears, that just simply annoy us and really frustrate us. Melissa just got done adding pimples to the list, which I think we can all agree.
Annoying.
What is the point of a pimple? And now Kyle and I will add things to the list. If you've got anything you want to add to the list, our text line is open, 312-946-4995. Kyle, what are you adding to the list?
I'm going to add the MTV VMAs to the list.
Oh, wow.
That was last night.
I get it. There's that used to be like the highlight of the month, the quarter, anything.
It used to be like the award show.
100%.
Yeah.
And now I tune into it last night before I watched the Bills-Ravens game, watched the red carpet show. No buzz whatsoever. Who was ever doing the interviews? Terrible. I think you guys should be the next interviewers for the MTV VMAs, putting it out there. Now, they had no chemistry with anybody. And then you're watching the show, and it's either people that I don't know, which obviously I'm getting older. The performances felt a little bit stale at the beginning. And then, like, one of the award speeches, no joke, was going on so long that my wife and I turned it off to turn on the football game. I flipped back like a couple minutes later, still going.
Right.
No.
I'm just saying, MTV VMAs, they've lost their star power. And I just got to say, I got to add them to the list.
And you know, the fact that the MTV VMAs were airing on CBS.
Makes no sense.
That's confusing. I'm just going to put it out there. Kyle, do we got anything on the text line?
From an 872 texter, the thing that irritates me is when people get off of work and think you would love to talk about. They're adding that to the list.
That's a great one. That's a good one.
Yeah, because do you want to go home and start talking about
no,
work?
No, I want to go home and not think about it.
Another one from 312 texter, TV shows that end on a cliffhanger and then finding out it gets canceled.
Ooh.
Oh, that is brutal, which I feel like happens more often than not.
And the last one from a 219 texter, when the dishwasher is empty and people put their dishes in the sink and don't even rinse it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
You do that?
Did Mayor text
it? You're doing that?
No,
you
Austin. I'm much better about it. I used to do that. The thing I am adding to the list this week, swim lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, okay? Because when you have a kid that is, let's say, my youngest daughter's age, Blair, 1.5 years old.
Okay.
You have to get in the water with them. Okay? Mm-hmm. Listen, I already know how to swim, okay? I've known how to swim for a long time, but I have to get in with my daughter because, oh, she doesn't know how to swim yet. Well, you know what? That's what I'm paying for the swim lessons for. It's for you to teach her. Why do I have to get in too? All right? Look, it's not like it's a 2-for-1 deal because I'm not learning anything new. And most of the time when they're that young, I'm carrying her around the pool while she grabs little toys that are floating in the water. How is that swim lessons?
I don't know.
I will say, maybe I'm not the strongest swimmer. Maybe I should start going to the swim lessons.
I would love for you to go to the swim lessons and then also maybe carry Blair in with you.
No. I can't do that.
Meredith
it's too much.
And I wouldn't have to get in the water.
Then how is he supposed to learn how to swim?
Yeah, exactly. I got to try to reach for the toys by myself. You know?
I'm just saying, getting in on a Saturday morning, having to get in a chlorine-filled pool with my 1.5-year-old, it's not my ideal Saturday morning. All right, so pimples, the MTV VMAs that are on CBS, getting off work and still having to talk about it. TV shows that end on cliffhangers. And when the dishwasher is empty and people still put their dishes in the sink. And swim lessons, it's all
added to the list.
Hey, I got a question, guys. You ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Yes.
Sure.
Let's do it. One's Gotta Go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995 is the number. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which ones gotta go. Joining us today is our dear friend, Miss Emily in Arlington Heights. Emily, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing so good.
Good. You ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds great.
All right.
All right.
From a 630 texter, one's got to go. Walking in dog poop with bare feet or walking on top of a Lego. Which one's got to go?
Probably the dog poop.
Dog poop's got to go? Why is that?
Yeah. I don't know. The Lego, like, I still
have enough
Legos.
Oh, your phone cut out.
You're cutting out there, Emily. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So dog poop's got to go. Austin, which one are you going with?
I'm saying dog poop's got to go, too. Because, look, I'll take the pain of the Lego. I think eventually, over time, you'd grow numb to it, immune to it. Mm. And it's less cleanup.
There is, no cleanup, right, with the Lego?
Yeah.
The poop, I feel like I don't even want to touch my foot. And you have to go wash it, right?
Yeah.
I don't even want to touch my foot if it's got poo on it.
Because
then it's like, then I feel like your hands are going to smell like poo. And then you've got germs. And
yeah.
This
Melissa,
whole
I'll be
thing.
Honest. I don't think anyone wants to touch your feet.
Period.
Wait a minute. This isn't my feet. We're talking about poo.
Poo or not.
Yeah, sure. For sure. All right, next one from a 219 texter. Oh, one's got to go, Emily. Constant buzzing in your ear or everything you eat tastes like soap? Which one's got to go?
I would say soap.
Soap's got to go? Why is that?
I feel like that would affect more than...
All right, Melissa, which ones you got to go with?
Definitely soap's got to go. Then you can't, I would never want to eat. Although I'd be skinny.
All right. Got that going for you.
What kind of soap? Like Zest, Irish Spring?
I feel like that's a big, the same,
that's
right?
A big like deterrent in
oh
this
my
whole
gosh.
Thing.
Just,
you know?
Okay, just make your decision.
Is liquid
here.
Soap?
Hey, look, they didn't specify make your decision, Austin.
All right, I'll say the soap's got to go.
Yeah. Why was I going to answer that question? I knew what you were going to do. You're ridiculous. Okay, last one, Emily, just for you today, and it's from a 630 texter. I'm not asking this. They're asking this. One's got to go. Burping confetti or sneezing glitter, which one's got to go?
Good question.
Probably the glitter. Glitter's a lot harder to get rid of.
I agree with that.
That is a good point. I mean, just think about sneezing. Achoo, and then there's just glitter everywhere.
I know. That would be beautiful, though.
It would be
no,
beautiful.
No, it would not be beautiful.
Oh, it would be like, sparkling snowfall.
Kleenexes could not clean that up.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Eric in Palatine for Dear Melissa and Austin, who's dealing with someone passive-aggressive. And the first thing you think of, it's in a relationship, but not this one. This is at work. Eric, what's going on?
Oh, this has been going on for a while now. Good morning, by the way. So my coworker, she's leaving these like just super passive aggressive notes in the break room. You know, things that are like, oh, some people clearly don't know how to clean up after themselves. Or like, you know, the fridge is not your personal science experiment.
Like, oh my gosh.
I will admit when I'm wrong. And yes, I've left my lunch once or twice over the weekend. But, like, it seems like every time I go in there now, there's something about somebody not doing the dishes or somebody needs to clean out the microwave. And it is driving me bonkers.
Oh, my God.
And I just don't know how to handle it. Do I like, confront them about this and risk looking guilty or do I just ignore it?
Yeah. I don't know if you confront her because she's very clearly disgruntled about something. And if you confront her about the things that she's disgruntled about, I feel like that's only going to lead to more problems. If you have the ability to just ignore it and she's going to be ornery about literally everything.
I like that word, ornery. Thank you for using that. That just made my day.
You're welcome.
I don't know why. It's just such an old term, but I love it.
To make your day.
Okay.
So she's just going to be that way, and I don't think there's anything you can do that will change that aspect. So I feel like I would just ignore it if I was you, and then maybe laugh about it with your other coworkers.
I know. I do think you have to just make fun of it. People who just whine and complain, that's just negativity. You know, if it got over the top and you were just being absolutely disgusting, which it sounds like you are not, that'd be one thing. But you got to blow her off and try to make fun of it. If you even tried to complain about it to a boss or something, that would probably just not help. And it may even get back to her. So I wouldn't even bother. She doesn't sound like she's worth it. She sounds like she's a whiny baby.
That's kind of what I've been going back and forth about is just like, that's exact situation. Do I complain? If I complain, is she going to find out?
Right.
Is it going to make it worse?
Yeah.
So I'm at a point where I'm just like tearing out my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can switch it in your brain, if you can flip the switch and just make fun of it instead of being irritated by it and get other coworkers to get on your side and just totally make fun of her about it behind her back.
Yeah. Right.
That would probably be better.
And if you could just avoid the notes altogether, you know, like if she's leaving notes around, just if you see one, just be like, all right, I'm not reading
it. Or write on it.
I did have that idea of just posting my own and being like, somebody needs to stop putting passive aggressive notes in the break room.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I do like that. It's more anonymous.
Or at the end of every note, you know how people would say, in bed. Just on every single note at the end, right? In bed.
The refrigerator is not your science experiment.
In bed.
Yeah. You need to stop leaving your dishes out.
In bed.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Come on, it's funny.
Yeah, it plays.
All right.
Eric, listen, we want to thank you for calling us for Dear Melissa and Austin. We hope we're able to help, you know, guide you down at least some path, whether it be the right path or not. I don't know.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the direction.
Yeah.
If anybody else needs advice, feel free to email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
What's the biggest and wildest party you've ever been invited to? 312-946-4995. And before we get to it, I want to remind you that in just under 20 minutes from right now, we're going to give you your first keyword to send someone to Universal Orlando. If you and your family want to take a trip to the Universal Orlando Resort, well, we've got your first keyword coming up at 7:30. But Kyle is brought in here because Melissa, Kyle went to, apparently you went to just like the craziest like day-long party ever.
I'm a renter in my neighborhood, but there's a lot of single-family homes. And the block party that just happened was insane. And I knew it was going to be insane because a couple weeks ago, one of our neighbors stopped my wife and was like, hey, like, do you guys want to help with the block party? Blah, blah, blah. And we didn't know if we could. So we were just included on the email chain a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And we were kind of getting some sense, like, man, this is a really big deal. And then I woke up Saturday morning. I'm just going to read you guys the itinerary really quickly because this was dropped in our mailbox, by the way. 8 a.m., breakfast tacos. 11 a.m., water slide and bounce house, which, by the way, water slide and bounce house is an understatement. That thing was taller than houses on our block. 12 p.m., pizza lunch. 12:30, Sunday bar. 1 p.m., foam party. 2 p.m., water balloons for 5 and under. 2:15, 6-plus water balloon fight.
What?
I know. I wanted to get in on that one.
That would be fun.
But I was too old. Henna tattoos at 2:30. Pinata at 3:30. College football watch party all day long, which, did I go down and watch some games?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure,
I had to. Right. What am I, an idiot? Also, we were getting email updates all throughout the day of getting beers and seltzers and everything down the block. It was like constantly getting text emails. Let me keep going, though. 4 p.m. Spritz Bar, 4:30 Minute to Win It games for adults, 6 p.m. Pim's Cup and Spaghetti Bar, 6:15 Walking Tacos, 7:30 Band that went until about, I would say, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then a movie and popcorn event at multiple houses going on all throughout the day.
Wow.
I went to high school parties, not to brag, guys. I was pretty popular in high school.
Okay.
And I went to college parties, again, pretty popular in college. Nothing was as wild as the block party that I was at this weekend.
There was a foam party mixed in there.
Oh my God, and we walked by the foam party. It was like going to zero gravity in Naperville.
Really?
RIP in peace. Kids were going nuts.
It feels like
that's
you just
hilarious.
I feel like you just read off every major party that I've been to in my life.
I know. All
just
in
on
one
a Saturday.
Place.
Yeah.
Yes, all in one place. It's
the movie
crazy.
Project X was based off of the block party.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, right.
Yeah, that seems like a child's birthday party compared to what you attended on Saturday.
Man, it's like what can beat that though? I don't know.
Oh my gosh. 312-946-4995. What is the wildest and biggest party that you've ever been invited to?
I guess it doesn't have to beat it.
Well, I don't know if it can. Are you kidding me? He was just in here for like 3 minutes listing off just the things that, just the itinerary alone.
I know.
312-946-4995. What's the biggest and wildest party that you've ever been invited to? We're going to get yours coming up next. Andrew and Hebron.
Did you go to a big, wild party?
I did, back in high school.
What was it?
There was this round condo building, and there was a party on the rooftop, where the rooftop didn't have, essentially it was just a flat rooftop, and there was no rails, anything like that.
Oh my gosh.
What?
So I need to say there were some, it was high school, I'm 26 now, so I'll admit to it. There was a little bit of drinking that night.
Okay.
And there were people trying to just corral in the middle, staying away from the edge.
Yeah.
I didn't stay all night. I stayed till probably, I don't know, 11:30, midnight, but I heard the party went till like 4:30 in the morning.
And with no, dare I say, casualties. No one falling off
somehow,
that roof?
Somehow. It was, I believe it was 8 stories tall.
Oh my gosh.
That is tempting fate right there. Adding alcohol with a rooftop with no railings.
Unreal.
I mean, all it would take is like somebody goofing. Oh, what? I can't even imagine. I know, the stories.
Think about the rooftops that have railings in downtown Nashville, and Morgan Wallen's still throwing chairs over them.
I know.
So a rooftop with no railings, you can only imagine.
No.
I don't know. But that is a wild place to have a party.
Thank you so much for this call, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Alicia in Portage.
What is the craziest party you've ever been to?
Yes, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Hammond, Indiana.
Of course. I'm from that area. Well, I'm from Northwest Indiana.
Yeah. So you know how small the houses are there. And as soon as you walk out someone's back door, you're basically on someone else's porch.
Yeah.
So someone thought it'd be a really good idea to throw a frat party there. Oh, no. And there were over 200 people in this house.
Oh, my gosh.
There was only one level. We had to stand on a couch just to kind of get some air. There was a DJ, like a huge real DJ.
Oh, my God.
And the speakers were like right by our ear. And then in the kitchen, people were playing beer pong.
Oh my God.
And you had to like go under a table to get to like to get your drink or like hurry up and grab it off the table as they were serving it to you. Otherwise, you know, you'd get a beer or a pong in it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I ended up getting broken up by the cops.
It did? I was just going to ask.
It did. Because the neighbors called because obviously there's way too many people in this house.
Yeah, right.
And it was crazy. We were underage, unfortunately. and... The cops, there was no room to even run.
Oh,
so
no.
They had, yeah, everyone was getting like cuffed and dragged away.
How can you cuff 200 people? How do you bring enough cuffs?
People were like laying in the grass. I'm like, oh my God.
Did you get arrested?
Waiting to be taken. We almost did. So we got stopped on the way out and all my friends were like super quiet and they didn't know what to do. And I'm just like, okay, we've had a drink. All right, please just let us go.
Oh my gosh. And they did?
They did. And then we ran so fast for the car because when we got outside, it was like swarmed with cops. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Who would have 200 people? I don't even know 200 people.
I was like, why would you set up beer pong in the kitchen in a house that's already too cramped with people?
Oh my goodness. It was
you gotta
so
play
awful.
Somewhere.
You gotta set it up outside, right?
Right? There wasn't even space outside.
Yeah, because the lawns are so small. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
200 people in one of those little itty bitty houses in Hammond.
More like Hammer.
Yeah, right?
Alicia, thank you for calling and sharing. Glad you were able to make it out without getting that put on your permanent record.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Me too.
And since you're in Portage, do you mind throwing your next major wild rager at the statue of Melissa in the town square?
Oh, I'd love to. No problem.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
right.
Great. Thank you for that.
Everyone meet at the statue. Party. Party at the statue.
$5 cover.
Let's go. There will be enough room for beer pong.
Plenty of space.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Alicia. We appreciate
Alicia.
It.
Yeah, thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Your Chicago Bears are back tonight.
Yes. So excited for Monday Night Football.
We are very, very excited. Bear down.
Bear down back to you.
Bear down to you and yours.
to all
who celebrate. And in honor of the Bears being back at football, as we all know around these parts, Melissa, not the biggest sports fan in the world. You love the Bears, but...
I love watching a game. I just don't know who anybody is.
And something else that you haven't been watching that Kyle and I have been obsessed with, The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Ugh.
I know. I plan on watching it, but I haven't started yet, but I'm going to.
So in honor of the Bears kicking off tonight and Kyle and I's unhealthy obsession with this teenage drama show, we figured what better game to play than is it a new Chicago Bear or a character from The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Oh.
Melissa, how do you think you'll fare?
By history plays again, not good.
Good enough. Let's play.
Okay.
All right, Melissa, we're going to read a name. You just tell us if it's a bear. Or Summer I Turned Pretty cast member.
Okay. Is it their real name or the show name?
Their character name.
Character name.
Got it.
We'll start here. Luther Burden III.
Ooh.
Luther Burden III.
The third.
Cast member.
Is it a cast member? Melissa.
That is actually
the Bears' brand new wide receiver rookie from the University of Missouri, MIZ.
Aw, ZOU.
All right. We got Cleveland Castillo.
Cleveland Castillo. Oh, that's definitely cast member.
Is that a cast member?
It is.
He's actually a novelist that gets into a little fling with Belly's mom.
Spoiler alert. Okay, Melissa, what about Jeremiah Fisher?
Ooh.
Jeremiah Fisher.
Bears.
Is that Bears? Melissa, no. Currently, the team I'm on, I'm only halfway through season two. No spoilers, you guys. No spoilers.
Real quick, Melissa.
What?
Jeremiah or Conrad, you got to pick them.
Yeah.
Go. Jeremiah or Conrad, you got to go.
Jeremiah.
Good choice. Good luck to you guys.
What?
Next one up, Melissa.
What?
Luke Newman.
Bears.
Is he a bear? That's right. Is. Offensive tackle. Drafted him out of Boston College.
All right, I got two down.
All right, Melissa. Colston Loveland.
Colston?
Colston Loveland. Colston.
I'm going cast member.
Is it a cast member for The Summer I Turned Pretty?
Sounds like a drama name.
All right. To go 500, which normally would be a success for the Bears, but because of the schedule now, they cannot finish that way. John Conklin.
John
Conklin.
Oh, that is definitely a Bear.
Is that a Bear?
What?
Ooh, unfortunately, that's Melissa. Belly's dad.
Belly's dad.
How dare you? So
what? That's not a drama name.
Belly's the girl that turns pretty in the summer, too.
Spoiler alert.
You learned that in the first episode.
Sucked.
I don't know how they carried three seasons out of it. But Melissa, well done.
It wasn't well done.
No, it was terrible. No. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Maybe you should watch both shows.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch the game tonight.
Maybe have The Summer I Turned Pretty on a different TV.
Ooh, a dual screen situation.
No, I can't do that.
We're going to kick off this Great at 8 with some even better than great news. Amazing news. Guy by the name of Garth Brooks.
Yeah, so many of you guys are going to be excited to hear this announcement that Garth Brooks is coming to the American Family Insurance Amphitheater for Summerfest.
Come on!
I mean, to hear this news that far in advance, it gives you so much something to look forward to.
June 17th is the date he will be at Summerfest. Tickets go on sale September 12th. At 10 a.m.
I know, that's just in 4 days. So if you are a Garth Brooks fan, and you know what, there are so many of you out there because, you know, when we go out to Soldier Field and you guys are out there, you know, seeing these shows or whatever, or when he's in South Bend, it is going to be amazing. We hope that you're going to have so much fun at that show.
But even better news, before tickets even go on sale, our guy Scotty K has got your chance to win them today at 4:30. So set your alarms for every day this week at 4:30 with Scotty K to win those Garth Brooks tickets. And then it's September 12th at 10 a.m. for when those tickets go on sale. But Melissa, let's get to some more great news.
It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you will also feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great
Luke in Rockford.
What's your great news?
Good morning, Melissa and Austin.
Good morning.
Oh, I started up me a new job last week.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Luke, we haven't heard from you for a while. What's your new job?
Yeah, I'm still driving semi, but I'm doing like flatbed work and also hauling grain.
Okay, how's it going so far?
Oh, it's going great.
Yeah.
Do you like the company?
Oh, yeah. I went from being a number in a big corporation down to a mom-and-pop truck company.
Oh, that's great. That's good. That feeling alone can just, like, make you feel so much more valuable and a part of the entire system.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you get to haul, like, 40,000 pounds of ice cream.
Oh, you're hauling ice cream? Is that what you're hauling? Ice cream?
Hey, Luke, you want to swing by the studio?
I did an ice cream load on Wednesday, so.
Really? Is it all different flavors of ice cream? Please tell me it is.
I think it is. I didn't open up the back, but I think it was.
Luke, question. Do you ever carry too much of a load? Like, do you ever need to, like, take some weight off of your load? And if so, do you need help with that at all?
Austin's asking for ice cream.
Yeah, basically. I would gladly take some ice cream.
Well, if you want to support my job, you just go buy some Dean's ice cream.
There. Dean's ice cream.
There it is. Okay. Do you ever sneak yourself some ice cream? They never
know.
Oh, come on.
It's the trailer's locked.
Oh, don't you have a key?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, they're like, nobody's getting in this trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's precious goods.
Oh, well, yeah.
It is precious goods.
Sure. When you're driving, do you ever hit a rocky road?
Come on, we're in Illinois.
Okay.
Of course we do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Well, listen, Luke, thank you so much for calling, man. We're happy that you got this new job, and keep us posted, okay?
Oh, I will.
Congratulations on that new job.
Thank you. Milwaukee's horrible. It's worse than Chicago.
Oh. Yeah, in more ways than one, right? Especially in baseball.
And radio.
Yeah, they got the Brewers, and then they got the... green people, the Packers.
Gross.
We don't even like to say that name. Well, Luke, thanks so much for the call, brother. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too.
Did you ever date
your neighbor. 312-946-4995. Melissa, what's the neighborhood gossip?
So this is so interesting to me. So I have a couple of neighbors. Both of them are living across the street. One's kind of across the street and then one's like five houses down.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think anything of it. They were both like married and their kids, I think, are a little bit grown.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, I find out from my other neighbor yesterday that they divorced their significant others and they just got married.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They got together?
They got together. And they live like six houses apart.
And they both divorced to get together?
I think so. I think that those relationships, I guess, ran its course, I suppose. And anyway, those two knew each other and started dating. Then they got divorced. And now the exes moved out, and then one's going into the other's house.
They dated as neighbors?
Yes.
That's got to be the weirdest thing in the world.
I think it is weird.
I couldn't imagine doing that.
I know. Well, think about it. If it doesn't work out, you're still neighbors. You got to see them every day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's like down the street.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that happens often?
No.
I think it happens more than you think.
No.
I think it does. Because that's not the first time I've seen that. I knew another couple who, very similar, same thing happened. It was a little, there's a little more drama involved.
You've known multiple neighbors that have dated?
Yes.
That's not, okay, you live in a Lulu land.
No, I don't.
Yes, because that's not a regular thing.
It is. I mean, it happens. My girlfriend, Julie, used to live in an apartment building. She dated her neighbor.
No, because nobody would date their neighbor because for the inevitable breakup, then it becomes awkward. And then you don't want to live there anymore. And then you have to uproot your life and move.
Well,
and nobody wants to do that. So people just avoid dating neighbors at all costs.
No, they don't.
I think it's the other way around.
No, sometimes if you really like them and it works out, I mean, why not date your neighbor if it feels like it's good and right?
All right, 312-946-4995. Where you come out on this? Has anyone ever dated a neighbor? If you have dated a neighbor, give us a call. 312-946-4995. I am team. There's not a chance this happens regularly.
It happens a lot.
Melissa very clearly disagrees with me. 312-946-4995. Did you ever date a neighbor? We want to hear from you. Coming up next. Kristen in Cedar Lake.
Did you date a neighbor?
So I did not date a neighbor, but I have a neighbor story. So I've lived in Cedar Lake for about 13 years or so.
Okay.
And we had two neighbors behind us that they ended up getting divorced, and he ended up marrying the neighbor across the street.
Aha! See, Austin,
okay.
I told you.
Wait, so how long did they date before they ended up getting together?
I am not sure how long they dated. The other person was married, and then the person across the street, they ended up getting together. And it was, I would say, they did know each other previously, though, before they were neighbors.
Do you think that they were seeing each other, and then the other person found out, and then they got divorced because they found out they were cheating?
No. I know the backstory behind it, but I don't want to get into too many details. But no, they knew each other previously. She moved in, he lived across the street, and then they ended up together.
Okay.
And now they're together.
They're still in the same house too?
They're still across the street now, and then the house that they were living in, that he was living in previously, is sold.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's a date your neighbor story, man.
There's my neighbor story.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I have a date the neighbor story.
Yeah,
you did. And it was a good one.
Yes.
Kristen, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. I love you guys. I love your show. I listen every morning.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
We love you every morning. Melissa, we got this text into our text line from the 847. Never do where you eat. And that's exactly what I feel like.
I think people end up do-doing where they eat, though.
I think they shouldn't. I don't understand why all these people are doing it. Let's go now to Sandy in Kenosha.
Did you date a neighbor?
No, I didn't date a neighbor, but I had a funnier thing in the neighborhood happened when I was a child. We had this one girl who was a babysitter, and she babysat all of us kids in the neighborhood, but then one of the dads ended up divorcing and marrying the babysitter when she babysat his kids.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, no. Married the babysitter. You know what? She's a neighbor.
That's crazy. She's a neighbor, and that it made the whole neighborhood feel uncomfortable because now the babies, that family broke up, and they ended up getting married, and they're still married today, but that was just a weird thing that happened.
What was the age difference?
Weird.
It had to be at least 20 years.
Oh, my God.
What?
Imagine the kids, like, having a stepmom that's now their, that was their babysitter.
Right, no kidding.
Yeah, the whole neighborhood was, like, gossiping, and
it,
weird. Oh, my God. This, I mean, like, I feel like I'm all in on neighborhood gossip. Like, that is one of my favorite things. You know, it's a great pastime, but this takes the cake, I feel like. Does he still have to pay her hourly?
That's funny. I don't know.
Can he go out now and she just stay back with the kids? That's probably why he married her.
Probably.
Yeah.
Free babysitting.
It's
a weird story, but weird things do happen in neighborhoods.
No kidding.
No, you ain't wrong,
Thank
Sandy.
You for showing Austin that, you know, neighbors do date.
I mean, the babysitter, that is wild.
Thanks for the call, Sandy. That was fabulous. Uh-huh.
It is time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Donna in Bolingbrook and Elizabeth in River North. Elizabeth, why don't you say hello to Donna?
Hi, Donna. Good morning. Good luck. Good morning. I know this is a little nerve-wracking, but we can do it.
Well, look at you already being so sweet and teaming up with Elizabeth. All right, guys, you are up for these Keith Urban tickets at the United Center. Let's see how nice you're going to be after this. We've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Ready. Sure.
All right, sure.
Love it.
Yeah. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Which country singer is known for hit songs like You Should Probably Leave, Broken Halos, and Tennessee Whiskey?
Elizabeth. Is it Chris Stapleton?
Stapleton. It is.
Right.
Elizabeth's on the board. 1-0.
Question number two. What country music icon once famously stomped out the footlights at the Grand Old Opry?
Stomped out the footlights. Oh, my goodness.
3 seconds.
Donna.
Donna.
Ooh, Donna got in just before the buzzer. Donna.
Could it be Garth Brooks? I'm just guessing.
Is it Garth Brooks? No, but you can win tickets to see him today at 4:30 with our guy, Scotty K.
Okay.
Elizabeth, any guess?
Is it Johnny Cash?
Is it Johnny Cash? It is.
The delay helped you out.
There you go.
Thinking about it.
Elizabeth takes a 2-0 lead heading into question number three. Finish the title of this Keith Urban song. Somewhere in my what?
Elizabeth. Donna.
Oh, I heard Elizabeth's name. Yeah. Elizabeth's name.
I said it wrong.
Darn. Elizabeth?
It's Car.
Is it Car?
Is it Car?
Oh, Donna.
Oh, I know.
It is.
Oh,
Elizabeth,
man.
You're going to Keith Urban.
Oh, my gosh. This is the best day ever. Thank you.
Oh, my. You're welcome.
And it's a Monday.
And I messed that up. Well, congratulations.
Oh,
well,
Donna, you were so
sweet and so nice. I mean, I would love for you to try to call back and get in to play for these tickets again, okay?
No, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Elizabeth, hang on the line for us, okay?
Love you guys. Thanks.
Love you. Hang on.
We'll have more chances to win these Keith Urban tickets all this week with the 5 at 8:35. But let's play some Keith Urban.
Let's do it. It's Better Life on US 99. Friday
night in the... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.